Right now on VFN TV, we have a VFN KB success secret from Jensen Franklin. Three important strategies for success in your life. Also, we're going to take a look at the First and Second Amendments because we're going to have actors that have been invited in to be able to read the actual facts from the CDC about gun violence and what's really taking place with the truth with the Second Amendment in our nation. And finally, we're going to have a VFN KB success secret in regards to, listen, do not live your life alone. One more thing, too. Guess what? Things God would never say. That's right. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me as always is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Hey, man, I'm excited we get to do this again. We're excited that we get to do it with you. We love hearing from you. We love your emails, your comments, and we so enjoy meeting you out when we're out and about. In fact, we had a chance to meet some of the audience at a meeting we were at. It was so encouraging to hear that you're with us as we're with you.
You know, the comments.
We need
the comments
together.
Too, John. We read the comments and, I still don't say your name, but thank you so much for thanking me for my law enforcement experience and working in the streets, law enforcement. That means a lot because a lot of times you don't hear people talk about, thank you to the police for doing their job. And I'm not the police anymore, but I was for quite a few years. So thank you. It encourages us.
Sure.
You don't have to say the bad stuff, but the good stuff is, really encouraging to us. We're about to cover something so powerful in this program in regards to these actors were invited in to be able to read the actual facts from CDC in regards to gun violence in America. And they were actually on the side of saying we need to cut back on the guns, but they were shocked when they began to read it. We'll have that in a moment. But first, John, tell us about this VFN KB success secret.
This VFN KB success secret is about the three keys to success. Success is so important, and many times we don't do it all by ourselves. We have other people that come alongside of us to help us reach the top levels of success and the things we want to experience. But we want to make sure that you hear this, and this comes straight from Jensen Franklin. Take a look.
Joseph is such an amazing example.
He really is.
He could love. They put him in a pit. They meant to kill him.
They meant to kill him. He's a beautiful picture of Jesus, too, by the way, in the Old Testament.
Yes.
But one thing that I think is worth noting is before Joseph could reach the ultimate place of his dream, God had to bring three people into his life. And it'll, the same three people will have to come into your life.
Mm.
Notice that God put a butler,
mm-hmm.
God put a baker, and God put a Pharaoh. What does a butler do? A butler opens doors. When God has a dream for your life, He will put people in your life who will open doors for you that you cannot open on your own. God will use them as a door opener. Then a baker, what does a baker do? Well, a baker takes a little bit of eggs and flour and sugar. You got the raw ingredients, but they know how to pull it all together.
Mm-hmm.
God will put a baker who helps you, a mentor is another word, pull it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, He'll put a Pharaoh.
Mm.
And a Pharaoh finances the dream.
Mm.
And God knows how to bring bakers and butlers, people who open doors, people who just like you and they just say, I don't know why, but I'm just going to open the door for you. These things happen when you forgive.
Yes.
God will bring bakers and butlers and Pharaohs into your life to fulfill the dream. Or you can get bitter.
Right.
You can get angry and you can lose the call and the purpose of God on your life. And I love those words when He said, you meant it for my evil, but God meant it for my good. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it feels like when God's got you going in the direction, God can get you there whether you're going in drive forward or reverse. Sometimes God puts you in the Holy Ghost slingshot.
Yeah.
And you keep going back. They throw him in the pit. He has this dream and it's taking another step back. But all God's doing is getting you in the slingshot. And if you pass the test of forgiveness. I mean, forgiveness can rewrite your future.
Yes.
And it looks like you're having setback, but God just has you in the slingshot, and He's going to release you into the purpose that He has for your life.
I just really like Jensen Franklin,
yes.
Don't you? That is so exciting. When you think about that, You know, if you study the life of Joseph, and we just recently were studying at the VFN Dream Center and seeing how God moved and all that, and God's timing, and that, and so often we're waiting, you know, that one particular man that was stranded, you know, by the flood, he was on top of his house waiting for help to come by, and a boat comes by, and
he was praying, God help me, God help, help me out.
And so a boat comes by, you know, says, hey, get on the boat. He says, oh, I'm waiting on God, right?
I'm praying, I'm fasting.
Yeah, and so then he keeps on praying, God, send me help. And then all of a sudden, God brings a helicopter over, and they say, hey, grab the ladder.
Let's go, let's get out of here.
He's like, no, I'm waiting, I'm praying for, waiting for God. You know, God says, he says, give, and it'll be given to you, good measure, pressed down, running over, men giving into your bosom or your lap. So God works through human beings. He works through it. He chose to do that. And so we have to pay close attention. God was working through Pharaoh for Joseph. Pharaoh was thought he was God. Who would ever thought that, you know, and so many people, John, they had such a religious struggle trying to define everything with a religious mindset instead of saying, God loves everybody on the face of the earth. And he will actually give dreams to people who don't know him because God knows them, even though they don't know him. And he'll put you in their life to be able to solve their problems, to be able to interpret that dream. And so a lot of people, John, I don't think when the butler, the baker, the Pharaoh shows up in their life, they'll actually be offended because the butler and the baker forgot them, right? Yeah. Or at least the cupbearer did. The baker got, you know, dealt with.
Sure.
But in regards to the Pharaoh, I mean, this is like the worst dude, spiritually speaking, in the kingdom of God at the time, you know, what's going on. But God was going to make his man number two to this Pharaoh, but he had to have not that shutting down type thing. You got to learn to work with people. God loves people. You know, he loves people. We talk about it all the time in VFNKB, but understand if he's called you, if you're a Christian, if you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, he's called you to go let everybody know about it, not to hide from them, not to judge them, not to criticize them, and realize God may have you positioned strategically for a Pharaoh to be able to speak in your life. But if you have the mindset that says, you know, you don't know Jesus, you can't talk
to
me.
You can't talk to me. Well, how many people give up? How many people give up because they think that success is something that they have to do themselves?
Right.
I'm not smart enough. I need the resources. I can never do this.
Well, we know that's not true.
No, we know that's not true.
Right.
But you can't do it alone.
Yeah.
God strategically has other people set up for you if you maintain, you know, your perseverance.
Yeah.
If you have faith,
right,
just wait and see. God will just meet those things together.
And just keep pushing forward. And I want to encourage you right now in this success secret to realize, begin to change your mindset that there is no us and them. There's the human race. God has created all men, and he loves men, and he wants to save men. They're breathing because God's given them air. They're living because God's given them the ability to have life. And he wants us to impact their life, possibly in the context of that. But he definitely wants to impact the culture or the sphere of influence you're in, or the city you're in, or the community you're in. And quite often, he may use you as the second person to a Pharaoh or a cupbearer, you know, to a leader. So I want to encourage you, understand that if you just follow God and understand, even though, you know, Joseph was a prisoner, he was a slave, he was falsely accused, all these different things, he stayed faithful to God. And suddenly, you know, God promoted him to a place that he could actually transfer all the wealth in the region under his leadership so that it eventually be transferred all over to God's people. You know, the wealth of the wicked stored up for the righteous.
That's right.
It happened
at this. Right. Understand this. Listen, favor's not fair. When God's anointing is resting upon you, don't pick and choose. Yeah. God is going to let someone see what's on you and saying, I want to get behind this person. I want to open that door. I have the recipe. I can put this whole thing together. Or better yet, let me cut you the check. Don't push it away. We're saying take it and do something awesome for God. In fact, we want to hear from you. Put your comments below. Email us. Write to us. But let us know, what do you think? What do you think about these three keys? And maybe you have had some door openers, or you've had some folks to finance your vision. Tell us your story so we can learn together out loud. We're looking to hear more about it. Frank, tell us what's coming up next.
This is so empowering when you find out what's going on, because we're hearing about this horrific gun violence that's going on. We're seeing things that we never saw before because television cameras cover it all. But the reality is, you know, why not know the facts?
Hmm.
And we're going to see actors invited in to read the facts on a teleprompter who are actually on one viewpoint of the, you know, taking guns away from the people of America. But once they read the facts, it's going to be a shocker. As a matter of fact, make sure you join us after this break. You're going to see an amazing thing take place after the break.
We'll be right back.
So now you got racists blaming each other. You got police blaming the people blaming the police. You got parents blaming children, children blaming parents. When are we going to seek his face? When are we going to turn?
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, we're going to talk to you about something so important, the United States Constitution. The reason why Washington exists is because it was written in the Constitution that there's supposed to be a judiciary branch, an executive branch, and legislature branch. And that's all these different things that are happening in D.C. Well, not all of them, but the underlying foundation comes from the United States Constitution.
And thank God for the Constitution.
Yes.
And so
people are trying to say it's irrelevant. It's like it's how everything's actually functioning.
That's
like I always say this, but it's important. It's like having a fish aquarium with no aquarium. Americans would just pour out over the face of the earth. And so the Constitution is such a precious document. You can see it in Washington, D.C. But they have the Bill of Rights, or the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution. The very first amendment, of all the amendments they could have written, our founding fathers understood they were coming from a place of religious intolerance where you couldn't worship God freely, that they made you have to do something a certain way. And they said, listen, as a matter of fact, we're going to write it into our Constitution. The very first amendment of the United States Constitution is this. Look at this. It says, Congress, which, by the way, is the legislature branch, Congress shall make no law. John, this says what? No law regarding the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the rights of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress or grievances. In other words, you know, you can worship God freely. You can start a church. You can actually gather in your home. You can have people park around your house to go into a church gathering and all these things. They cannot make any laws concerning that. And so you say, why am I bringing that up? We're talking about what the gun violence has taken, and people are talking about, you know, marching on D.C., take away the guns and that type of thing. Because understand, if we don't have a Second Amendment, we don't have a First Amendment.
Right.
Because the people that came here, our founding fathers, they realized, listen, the very first thing we have to understand is we have to give the rights to be able to worship God freely. The government can do nothing about that. You should be able to speak your mind, open a newspaper, start a television network like we have, and be able to talk. That's a First Amendment right in America. But they said we got to have the Second Amendment to make sure we don't lose that First Amendment. And what is the Second Amendment?
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
The right of the people, that's if you're in America, that's you, it cannot be your right to own a weapon. It cannot be messed with. Nobody can infringe on it. Nobody can say you can't have it. And they did that because without that, they didn't have that when you were going on in England, and England, you know, Great Britain was saying what they were saying.
United King.
And we had pilgrims coming because not because they wanted to look for a new land. They wanted to be able to survive while they're worshiping God because they were killing them. And then you look at what happened with Hitler. The first thing that Germany they did is take away the guns. And once they take away the guns, it doesn't matter what you say at that point. There's over 300 million guns, they say, in America. But it's not wrong because it's actually a constitutional right for people to be able to do it. What's wrong is when evil people take a bat, take a knife, take their fist, or take a gun and do evil things with it. But listen, John, this is very interesting. You know, what are the facts? That's very important. What are the facts?
Well, that's an interesting statement. Yeah. Facts.
Right. As a matter of fact, imagine if a gun never, ever, ever actually killed anybody. Well, then you got to go, you know, obviously my brain's messed up, and guns have killed people. But understand this. They invited some actors in, you know, reportedly they invited these actors in. And what they did on the teleprompter was just write in the camera. So basically you look in the camera, you're reading a teleprompter, and they're going to have them read the facts. And when they're reading these facts, this is what's going on. You have people that were actually against, you know, there were for taking away guns and for restricting gun ownership and that type of thing. But watch as they, allegedly, and watch as they read these things to find out it has nothing to do with what they're saying about guns in America. And we'll cover it more afterwards, but watch their reaction, because they start off confidently, but they're about to find out it's not true. It's all a lie. Watch this.
Great, and which is why we brought in just a whole bunch of different people. Just
like Hello.
So we're going to have you sit in, and we're going to have you reading real facts from the teleprompter. So what we're doing today, mm-hmm. is exciting. We're going to have you reading from the teleprompter. These are real facts. These are all true, well-researched facts about gun control.
Okay.
And you're going to be reading facts about gun control.
Okay. So is it going to come up in front of that lens? Will I be seeing it? Okay.
Yeah. So, here's how it'll look.
Right? Did you know, according to the CDC, there were roughly 38,000 gun deaths in 2016?
Two-thirds of them were suicides.
There are over 300 million guns in the United States.
There are over 5 times more murders by knives than by rifles.
The U.S. has the highest gun ownership rate in the world, but ranks 28th in gun murders.
That's a rate of 2.97 deaths per 100,000 people.
Handguns are responsible for more than 80% of total mass shootings. Handguns.
Between 1993 and 2003, gun ownership increased by 56%, while gun violence decreased by nearly half.
Since 1950, nearly all mass public shootings have occurred in gun-free zones. That's crazy.
From 2013 to 2015, the 6 states that banned open carry actually experienced higher rates of police death.
86.4% of 20,000 police chiefs and sheriffs support concealed carry and are overwhelmingly against further gun control.
Those that have concealed carry permits, on average, commit less crime than police. Imagine that.
Yeah, what does that mean?
There is a clear correlation between higher firearm ownership and reducing police killings.
Switzerland, a nation of about 8 million, is armed with an estimated 2 million guns in circulation with limited gun legislation.
Switzerland's overall gun homicide rate is practically zero. Gun ownership does not correlate with the homicide rate.
Interesting. I just kind of blindly chose a side on the whole issue without really thinking about facts.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, for me, I don't really go to the main news sources, because a lot of it's always pushed by an agenda, you know what I mean? So, you know, to get the real facts, you always have to do more research.
I mean, it definitely makes me want to do more research about, everything that's happening right now with gun violence.
It's interesting to actually take the time and see what the facts say as opposed to what I personally feel.
I didn't know a lot of that. Pretty much all of it.
Gun control does not really mean crime control.
They're really worried about controlling guns, but it's not really up to the guns itself that's gonna cause harm to people. It's really about the bad people.
I mean, it boils down to people, I feel like. Facts are facts, so.
I mean, facts are facts.
Period.
This is so important because that's the truth. That's what's being reported from the CDC. And we need to know the truth, then make decisions based on that. And what you're doing is looking at people taking advantage of a tragedy that's taken place, a couple tragedies taking place, that does not measure out to the entire nation. It's far from it. It's the total bipolar opposite of what they're saying. What's their goal? Their goal is to actually take away the guns in America, which is the Second Amendment. What happens after the Second Amendment's gone? The First Amendment's gone. Listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to break that down a little bit more so you actually can see it. But wasn't it interesting to watch these actors' response, right?
Very.
Make sure you join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
With Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
We've been talking this week about a pattern of behavior known as attention deficit disorder, or ADD. Psychologists used to believe this condition tended to go away when children reached puberty. That's what I was taught in graduate school, but we now know that it's a lifelong disorder. Some grown individuals channel their energy into sports or high-risk activities such as rock climbing or bungee jumping or motorcycle racing. They're known as adrenaline junkies, and they love anything that puts them on the edge of danger. Others gravitate toward professions that keep them active and busy. And many function quite well in life as long as they can stay away from desk jobs. Still others, however, have trouble settling on a career or holding down a job. They flit from one task to another and seldom follow through on projects they start. If you're a person with this neurological disorder, it's important to understand how to cope with it. Become knowledgeable of what you're dealing with. Read. Learn to use to-do lists and daily calendars and schedules and written plans. It's also helpful to secure the assistance of a coach who can point out mistakes and help to modify behavior. Like any other challenge in life, adult ADD can be turned from a disadvantage to an asset.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Isn't this amazing? Right before the break, we talked about, you know, having these actors that came in reportedly to be able to read these. All we're doing is just reading the facts.
Right.
And it's so important to understand that because you're seeing people right now. And by the way, the young people, our heart goes out to the young people in this nation because I know they're feeling fearful because of what's taking place, the tragedies taking place. The question is, don't we want to find out what actually caused it so we can solve it? Versus using the pain of the people that suffered so much to push your political agenda to cause the entire nation to lose its freedom?
It's been done for years and they're doing it. I mean, Even some reports are, saw where a father was so concerned, went to see this principal because their sixth grader was allowed to walk out the classroom to do this protest about guns. And the father saying, don't you have any authority here? And the principal saying, you have to take it up with the superintendent. Right. They'll let the kids do what they want to do to pass their agenda.
Well, you're looking at potentially, allegedly, the NEA, National Education Association, these unions and the organizers. If you see who actually wrote the ticket to be able to have the march on D.C., it wasn't the students. It was these organizations. It says 501c4, which they protect all the names of who the donors are.
Yeah.
Well, they protect, you don't know who the donors are. But listen, besides that, let's just look at the facts again. I want to be able to say this before we go. I want you to hear this again. These are according to the CDC in America. These are the statistics. In 2016, there was 38,000 deaths caused by guns.
Mm.
Listen, 2/3 of those deaths were people who had a gun and they shot themselves with it. 2/3.
It's about 25,000, isn't it?
Yeah. So listen, only 13,000. Were killed, you know, because of a gun going on. And that's every death at that particular time. So you're looking at, that's totally, you know, not true. Because I was in law enforcement for 10 years, almost 10 years. And it's just not true. Think about this. This is what they always say. They also say this, CDC. There are over 5 times more murders by knives than rifles.
Wow.
You know, we had to really prepare for knives. They actually would say, they actually would tell us, that if you're within 20 feet of someone with a knife, they can actually reach out and get you with that 20 feet away. I mean, we trained on knives more than anything else. Then they said, also CDC says, the U.S. has the highest gun ownership in the world. In the world. We're a big country, too, if you look at the size of the countries. And like Sweden has 8 million folks, and we have 325 million. But we rank 28th in gun murders and of all the different nations that are going on. That comes out of 2.9 per 100,000. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
And listen to this. Not only that, this CDC says handguns are responsible for more than 80% of total mass killings. So they're trying to say it's assault rifles, it's the long guns. But they already had a law that said, you know, you cannot get a handgun until you're 21 years old. Well, that lines right up. The reason why they're saying that, because 80% of total mass shootings came from handguns. This whole thing is not about handguns or long guns or assault rifles. It's about doing away with the Second Amendment. And without the Second Amendment, there is no First Amendment, which all of our freedoms taken away. When they take the guns away, that's when you got to worry about what's going on. Right. It's a constitutional right. It's not a hunting thing. It's just the fact that you're free. And the government is by the people and for the people. You're the one that determines who goes to Washington, D.C. They don't determine what's happening. It's the Constitution that rules us under God in our country. Our rights come from God and not from government. And so we're seeing this is what you have to be able to protect those rights that are going on.
Yeah.
So between 1993 and 2003, gun ownership in America increased by 56%, while gun violence nearly decreased by half.
Wow.
So the more guns.
Over a 10-year span.
Over the more guns, the less violence.
That's amazing.
I mean, people don't listen. I've met a lot of the burglars that were out there. If they think you're in the house with a gun, they don't come through your window.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know what's the percentage of police that actually, they're involved in this every day. This is their job, that actually, fire their pistol.
Oh, very few. Very few actually do that in their whole career. But there's a clear coalition between higher firearm ownership and reduced police killings. And listen to this. This is one particular thing that they talked about. We're going to move quickly because we're coming to an end. But in regards to one particular stat, I got to find it. Oh, my goodness. I mean, they compared that. Oh, people with concealed carry weapons. In other words, you have a license to carry a concealed weapon, which means you can't see it.
It's hidden.
They commit less crime than police officers.
Wow.
Than the officers that
themselves.
Yeah. So people who carry concealed weapons commit less crimes, according to these statistics, than the actual police officers themselves. And police officers, just like everybody else, come from the parts of the community. But that's a big statement. The one that's enforcing the law, and that's not every police officer, but they're saying statistically the concealed weapons person who carries a concealed weapon is less likely than a police officer. We got to go. But listen, this is so important to understand. The whole argument is about to take away the constitutional rights. Listen, everybody should be, with fear and trembling, handle any kind of weapon whatsoever. And you should find out how to actually do that. But read your Constitution. We're just talking to you what's in the Constitution and the statistical realities and the statements that come from the CDC, who determines the causes of death and investigates that thing and reports on them. We're finding out the reality is that it has nothing to do with assault weapons or long guns. It's actually, if you're going to pick a gun, it'd be handguns. But they already are illegal you can't even buy one if you're 21 years or under 21 years. So it's laws that they're already. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you for our community. We bless them, Lord God. And we just decree right now by faith that abortion has ended in America. The Constitution stands. Revival is here. And the Third Great Awakening is here. We just proclaim it by faith in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, isn't abiding with the Lord just an awesome thing to be able to do?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
I mean, talk to us, man. How has that affected your life?
Well, it's just changed it. I mean, for years I struggled with that, spending time with God in regards to, hearing his voice. But when God introduced me to abiding and, and journaling and hearing what he's saying and writing it down, it's been life transforming. I mean, I can hear him clearly, and it's beautiful. And, it's just a wonderful thing.
It's so cool, isn't it, to know that you're hearing the voice of God?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
He says that, his sheep will hear his voice and follow none other.
That's right.
That's so important, isn't it?
It's just amazing, and he knows exactly what you're going through at that particular time in your life, and it's just amazing where he leads you.
Right.
You think you did it.
Right.
When you open up the scriptures, and there it is, and like, wow. Wow, God, that was awesome.
This is cool, too, that by doing it, you begin to be faithful, that all of a sudden your whole family now abides with God and alone with God,
mm-hmm.
and y'all even come together and share about it, right?
That's right. Yeah, we sure do. We all come together at the same time every week, get together as a family, my wife, my two children, and we talk about what God said to us that week.
Does God speak to everybody in your family?
Every one of them, yep.
And what's their ages? The children.
Yeah. Yeah, right. My 10-year-old son, my 14-year-old daughter.
Right. Isn't that awesome, though,
yeah.
to know that God is speaking to your whole family?
Yeah.
You're out there, you're listening right now, you're thinking, man, I didn't think that was possible. I thought you had some lesson plan or something. You had some little study guide or something. I didn't know that you could have a simple plan that even a 10-year-old can do and hear from God, hear the voice of God. Listen, we're called to hear his voice. If you don't have a plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's available at iabide.org. It's free. Request it today. Go to iabide.org. Request your plan. It'll be sent to you immediately in your email. iabide.org.